Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Brenda?
Hi, who's speaking?
Hi, Brenda. This is Aaron calling you from MMA Legal. How are you?
Hiya. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you've sent through your ID and proof of address to us in order to progress with your application for the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much for answering the phone to us, Brenda. And obviously, we're happy to move forward with your application for this scheme. Do you have roughly around about 10, 15 minutes to have a chat to yourself at all?
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I won't keep it too long. I'll be as quick as I can. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. And the point of this phone call is I just want to gather further knowledge on yourself in regards to how your care settings may have affected you and if they do still affect you to this day. I'll get into that with yourself, and I'll also I'll give you a little bit of a summary of how the case is going to go moving forward. And then I'll just go over the legal fees with yourself, and then, as I said, it'll be nice and short and sweet, and you'll be able to enjoy a nice Wednesday afternoon.
Okay,
Brenda. So just, yes, for my knowledge, just so I can represent you the best way that I can, are you currently suffering with any mental health issues at the minute?
Yeah, I have depression and anxiety that is ongoing.
Yeah. And how long have you been dealing with them for?
Since I was young, probably about 14.
Okay. And are you on antidepressants at all?
No, I can't take anything like that.
Okay.
I manage my mental health through mindfulness and for a quiet living.
Yeah, no, fair enough, okay. Do you use the mindfulness app, is it?
No, I actually attended a mindfulness group, and I use various forms of mindfulness when the need arises. Usually it's on a daily basis. I'm pretty well practiced and trying to keep myself calm.
Okay, that's very good in yourself. You should be proud of that.
I am.
Good.
It takes a lot of work.
Of course it does. But obviously, by the sounds of it, you're putting that work in. So good on you for doing so. I do apologise as well, Brenda. Sorry, can you just confirm your address for me, please, for data protection? I've completely missed that.
It's 8 Moulin Circus. That's G523JY.
Perfect. And just to obviously inform you as well, Brenda, these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Absolutely fine.
Yeah. I did forget to mention that, so I do apologise.
That's all right.
Okay, so obviously you've been dealing with some mental health for quite some time, and obviously you found a little bit of a coping mechanism, which is good. Is your GP aware of all of this as well?
Oh, our GP fully supports, understand my need to not take pharmaceutical medications and all that.
That's good. It's good that you have, obviously, an understanding doctor who can sit in and listen and obviously guide you down the most suitable path for yourself as well, which is good to hear. Okay. Do you drink any alcohol at all, Brenda?
Not at all, no.
Okay.
Maybe if I go to a wedding, I maybe take one glass of champagne as a toast, but no. But as a rule, I don't touch champagne to be sick.
Yeah, no. Of course, that's understandable. Okay, and obviously by the sounds of it, I'm guessing you don't take any recreational drugs at all?
Not at all.
Okay. No. Okay. All right, and one question I do have to ask you, Brenda, and I do apologise in asking you this, but it is just so I can gather the best knowledge I can about yourself. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
No, No, I haven't done anything. No.
Okay.
Things get bad, but I'm more likely to run away than death, something like that.
yeah, but of course. Okay, Brenda, thank you very much for answering that questions for me. I do appreciate your honesty and your openness towards it. Am I able to grab the details of your GP practice, please?
Yep. It's Dr. Sparta and McGill, and that's McDonald Medical Practice.
Did you say McDonald?
McDonald, C-A-R. D-O-N-A-L-D, McDonald.
Ah, okay, perfect. Medical practice. And whereabouts are they located?
That's in McDonald, right now. Look up.
Okay, yeah.
I'll look up the address for you.
No, that's okay. That's exactly what I'm doing now. I just wanted to try and grab an area, if possible, but it should pull through now. Yeah, I've got the McDonald Medical Centre Treatment Room.
That's the treatment room. Doctors, Data and Partners, G523SS. Two S's.
G523SS, yeah, I've got that on Paisley Road West.
Yep, 892-254-8141.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm just going to copy this information now. And how long have you been registered at that GP?
Hold on. About 15 years.
Okay, clients. GP. Perfect. Okay, and then clarifying your care settings here, we've got Funethi Residence School in Angus.
Aye, Funethi Residential School.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, and obviously I can see that was a residential school for girls roughly aged between 5 and 12.
That's right, yep.
Okay, and okay, and how long was you there for?
I was there for about 8 weeks. It was supposed to be a holiday.
Yeah.
Because I was a wee bit of a nervous wee girl and had a wee bit of trouble in school. And they kind of wanted me to have a holiday. I was a quiet wee thing, and I was getting bullied and stuff, so I got sent there for a holiday, or that's what I thought, I was going for a holiday. And a poor family, so we never had the means to go on a holiday. I'd never been away from the family before, I think, apart from a brownie weekend. And away with the brownies, but apart from that, I've never been away.
Okay, so did you say it was roughly for around 6 weeks?
It was about between 6 and 8 weeks. I think it was supposed to be 6 weeks, but while we were there, there was a chicken pox outbreak, and we got kept extra, and we got isolated.
Right, okay. And was Funethi your only care setting?
Aye, never been anywhere else, not. Mainly only need for it. So.
Okay, that's not a problem. And okay, so when we request for your records from your GP and your care settings, would you like us to share them records once we've received them?
Aye, absolutely fine.
Of course, client. Right. Records to be shared. Okay, Brenda, so once we get them records back, we'll share them with you, no problem, and we'll go mm-hmm. through everything that can be linked towards or back to the care settings, mm-hmm. whether that's due to any health issues that are involved, obviously from your medical records, as well as obviously your mental state from obviously your time in care. We'll link that all back to building your case and strengthening your case to the biggest and best case that we can present to the Scottish Government. So this journey that you and I are about to embark on is going to be around about a 6 to 12 month journey. In that time, obviously, I'll be in contact with you every 4 to 5 weeks, keeping you up to date on how we're going with the case and what we're doing with your case to present it the best way that we can. What we do like to do as a law firm is we do first and foremost want to, you know, get yourself an official apology from the Scottish Government in recognition of obviously your time in care, but also we do like to fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well. So this case is handled behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere, but what I will be doing is I'll be informing you of when they will be handling your case and also the results of your case as well.
Okay.
So just before I do come to the conclusion of this phone call, I do just need to go over some legal fees with yourself. This is for my compliance team, so once I have gone through this, I'll then formally ask you whether you would like or wish to proceed with MMA Legal to represent you. And once we've got through all that, I'll then leave you to enjoy a nice Wednesday evening. Does that sound good?
Okay. That sounds brilliant.
Perfect, Brenda. Thank you. Okay, so when it comes to the application process for the redress scheme, you do have three funding options that are applicable to yourself. Option one is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you, and that's just presenting your own evidence and building your own case to put forward to the Scottish Government. Option two is you can instruct a solicitor or law firm in England or Scotland who participate in the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where they're paid £2,000 to handle your case. So whether you win or lose the case, they don't charge any fees, but that's the payout that they do receive for handling your case. Mm-hmm. With ourselves being option three, we are a private and independent law firm, so we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, then we won't come and chase you for any financial fees and cause that stress or burden upon yourself. We are covered in that sense. But obviously, if the case, or if and when the case does go in our favour, we do take a charge of 16% plus VAT, which is a total capped percentage of 19.2%. So that does come from the compensation. And as I said, it is capped, so it doesn't matter what kind of compensation you may receive. We never come looking for more. We just want to be settled for the amount of, obviously, how much time and effort we've put into your case to get the result that we've wanted. Okay, so with them three options being read out to you, Brenda, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal moving forward to represent you?
Absolutely, yep. I understood that at the beginning, so that was fine.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And I can see here that my colleague Gemma, who you've spoken to 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. She has put a cooling off period on your case file, which expired on the 4th of May. All that meant is that you was given 14 days to go ahead and not make a decision straight away, whether you wanted to go elsewhere or, you know, go through somebody else. Obviously, you're happy to proceed with ourselves. And even though that has expired, I can either wipe it and we can get started, or I can reinstate them 14 days and give you a little bit more time. It's entirely up to you.
No, I don't need any more time. You're fine.
Perfect. Not a problem. So I've cleared that completely, mm-hmm. and we can get started on your case as soon as possible. Okay. So before I let you go, Brenda, is there any questions for myself at all?
Make sure they get a full picture of exactly what was done to me and the long-term implications. That's something that has been at the back of my mind, and it's been an annoyance and something over the years that I thought they shouldn't have done that to me, and nobody has been brought to task for it, although I think the lady that done it has now been prosecuted, which I was actually quite happy about. but I wish I'd have been there to see it.
Yeah, no, of course, I do understand that. I will be your case handler throughout this whole process. But within my office, we have a special team who will be going through and getting a formal statement from yourself. Unfortunately, we will have to go into each and every detail. But there is obviously a benefit from this, which, as you've said there, you know, you these people who you know have done unimaginable things to yourself. You know, we're gonna get them kind of punished if you want to say so. So my team will give you a call throughout this process, further down the line, before we do come to present your case, and we'll get a formal written statement from yourself from your time in care, exactly what happened, how it's made you feel, the effects it still has on you today, which obviously I took some notes from, and then obviously that will then get put into your application, and we'll send that off. So yeah, just to give you a heads up with that, obviously it'd be one of my team members, but as I said, they are in the same office as me. Whereas like Gemma, for example, who you've spoken to, she works in a completely different office to myself. But these are colleagues who I closely work with, and you know, as I said, I'm your case handler. Any question like that, you come to me. But my team will just make one phone call to you in regards to getting that statement from yourself at a later date.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, Brenda. Well, yeah, is there anything else that you'd like to ask me at all?
No, just sometimes I get scam calls.
Yeah.
And if it sounds like a scam, I will hang up. That's the only thing. I try and filter out, obviously, genuine people. But that's the only thing right now. It's like every second call I'm getting is a scam.
No, of course, I understand that. Well, just for future, obviously, so you, in case you do forget, save this number. Under either my name, which is Aaron, or MMA Legal, and yeah, you know, we'll be calling off the same number.
There was a password that I think it was
Jamie. Sorry, I do apologise. I have completely missed that. Just to confirm that password. That password is Alexander 34.
That's it. Yeah.
I do apologise. I've completely missed that. It's such a long day. I do apologise. There's no excuse. thank you very much for that. And obviously, yeah. Just obviously reassure you, it's definitely not a scam. We're here to help you. Here to help you get justice, and obviously some sort of, you know, compensation for what happened to you during your time in the care system in Scotland.
Okay, thank you very much.
Not a problem, Brenda. As I said, save my number, and if any questions pop into mind or anything like that, you're more than welcome to give me a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Not a problem. Have a lovely evening, and it was lovely speaking to you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now.